for me. I've been doing 3D printing in between other projects here. I'm still working on my Christmas train project. I've got, had to make some modifications to one of the profiles. He had so many supports in this. It just, and the supports would not release. It was a pain. So I had to go back and paint in different supports, take a whole bunch out that really didn't need supports, and it worked out much better. So especially on the passenger car that I was working on. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm still completing the roofs for the passenger car, some other things, and I got to paint, do some parts on the side. And I'm going to have my wife do some painting on those, because the difference between doing the solid car, which was about 2 hours, or doing the multicolor where they painted the windows a different color, which took almost 9 hours. So I'll have her just paint the windows the color that I want, and it'll save a whole bunch of time and a whole bunch of filament, too. So, bad guys, 73 to everyone, have a good week. It's supposed to be warmer, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so above freezing. One day I saw actually up near 40, so that'll be a welcome relief for at least a day or two. So, have a good week, everyone. Talk to you later. KC8YVF.
Well, thank you there, Ron, and just for those that haven't checked it out yet, hamclock.org, it appeared to be a nice little update. I know we have a couple POTA hunters out there, and there is a POTA station thing up there, so you can see who's working POTA and so forth and where they're at. So, and the latest update gave the bearings and everything else where you could just... from your location, angle your beam to them or whatever you're doing. So that was kind of nice. KE8PCQ, Dave, you're up with KD8PAZ on standby, KC8VOA.
KC8VOA on the group. Well, looks like I might want to take the old Apple iPad out and charge it up and maybe use it on that, see how it works. So with that said, everybody have a great week. Stay safe. 73, KE8 PCQ. Back to net.